Emma, good day and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma and I'm joined by Daniel.
Daniel and I'm Daniel. Today we've got some really exciting news coming out of Lancaster University, a major investment into next generation mathematics for AI.
Emma, yeah, £13 million, right?
Daniel, that's right. £13 million from Research England to establish the Mars Centre. Mars stands for Mathematics for AI in Real World Systems.
Emma, I see. So what exactly does this mean for the aerospace sector?
Daniel, well, it means they're focusing on developing advanced mathematical techniques for stronger, more resilient materials. And they're also creating cutting-edge machine learning tools to accelerate scientific design and innovation processes.
Emma, that sounds really promising. What about the collaboration with industry partners?
Daniel, they're working closely with industry partners in engineering, cybersecurity, environmental science, and health sectors. This is all about driving regional economic growth by harnessing mathematical innovation to solve complex organizational challenges.
Emma, I see. So it's not just about research. They're also training the next generation of graduates.
Daniel, exactly. They're introducing new undergraduate and postgraduate programs to train industry-ready graduates in applied mathematics and AI methods. This will support the development of a new talent pipeline for local organizations.
Emma, that's exciting, and I noticed they've brought on a new expert, Dr. Henry Moss, right?
Daniel, yes, he's joined Mars as senior lecturer. He's an expert in accelerating scientific design processes through machine learning. He's worked with companies like Boeing, Reaction Engines, Mazda, and the UK Atomic Energy Authority.
Emma, wow, that is so cool. What kind of projects is he working on?
Daniel, he's leading a team focused on advancing and expediting complex engineering design workflows. He's eager to explore how his expertise can accelerate innovation within NWAA membership research and design initiatives.
Emma, that sounds like it could be really beneficial for our members. How can they get involved?
Daniel, they can contact Carolyn Hayes, the Partnership Development Manager at Lancaster University. The email is chayes2@lancaster.ac.uk.
Emma, thanks for that, Daniel. So this is a big step forward for the region. It's all about connecting, supporting and empowering the aerospace community through innovation.
Daniel, absolutely. We'll be keeping an eye out for further research updates and collaboration opportunities. Until next time, this has been the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Emma, this is Emma saying thank you for listening.